again. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second, with the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker of the Far North, for another day of absolute truth. Greg Pound, I think, was going to call in here out of Florida. He was on the front page of the Tampa Bay Sun down there. And we'll spend maybe a half hour with him, and then I'm going to talk about how we get entrapped, and it's so little understood. Is there's one is the legal duty. Why is there a legal duty? And the other issue is this little word called office. And I'm not talking about where you go to work. And that's another one of the totally misunderstood. And it's even on, I can't even believe this. I mean, this is how far we've come. It's on the Attorney General of the United States' homepage that the executive is creating an office. And then they're filling their own office. That's how far out in la-la land, into the land of Oz. And I don't know how to explain it. I talk to people and throw out a little worm here there and see if I can get a nibble. And I'm not sure... If it's the best excuse or best thing that I can come up with is that people have a belief system and they've been brainwashed. And facts or the truth is just not going to penetrate. It absolutely has no bearing. I just sit and shake my head. I can't believe it. I mean, I saw something in the paper here a day or two ago that Congress couldn't get the immigration issue dealt with, so Bush just did it all on his own. President Bush. Well, the first question that should ring into somebody, what was it doing over there in Congress if they're creating some fictitious law? Actually an act of Congress. It's not a law of the United States. And then all of a sudden Bush can just do it, and the way they worded it in the newspaper, he mapped out. So anybody that has a business and you have an illegal alien working there, I think it was 90 days, and if you don't... get that dealt with, and they're going to come looking for the person that, quote, is the employer of the illegal. But the obvious question is, what was it doing over in Congress that Bush can all of a sudden say, well, I give you guys, you had time to give the illusion of doing your work, and you're not, so I'll just go ahead and do it over on my side. We don't need you. Duh. And you listen to these talk shows. I listen to them occasionally. And I have to bite my tongue because of the absolute patent ignorance. Okay, we've got some up in Alaska that I try to call into. Occasionally they'll let me on, but if you get in there for a few minutes and they say they want to know the truth, and as soon as you hit them over the head politely with the truth, you're disconnected. And why is that? I sit and scratch my head. I'll be honest, I said, are these people, are they not men and women? Are they shape changers? Are they demonic? Have they been infested with demons? They have no soul or aliens? I don't know what it is. I wish somebody would enlighten me. Because I really cannot come to a conclusion that has any logic to it. I don't know. I just cannot figure it out. I will be making available, I have the book of 1948. Where they did a wholesale replacing of the complete judicial system of the Constitutional Republic. And why it is important? Because it was all prima facie evidence. They tried to do a total overthrow after the Civil War, and they couldn't quite pull it off. And they had the revised statutes of 1878, and they were going to make that legal and conclusive evidence and throw away all statutes at large. And they couldn't pull it off because they had so many errors. So in 1877, when they were getting ready, they backed off, and you can find that in the congressional record. And so they changed it so it's only prima facie evidence. And then, of course, they've been through all this appearing to be law all the way up and through 1948. And I hear the music, and stay tuned, and we'll be back with some astounding stuff. And then Greg is supposed to be calling in here. We'll have a few minutes with him.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second back with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And we're going to be talking about the something that affects each and every one of us, this thing called an office and this thing called a legal duty that's not understood. And we're waiting here for Greg Pound to call in from Florida. They had on the front page of the Tampa newspaper down there a three-page article concerning that he has lost all of his children, and he's just a good poster child for every for all that's going on all across America, everywhere. It's just it boggles the mind. It shocks the conscience is what it does. The people would take on this fictitious status and simply stated is giving a full power of attorney to a politician. Now, we got some of the best criminals in Alaska, and the FBI is rooting out a few of them that have gotten a little too arrogant. We've got four of them been indicted. One of them has already been nailed guilty, little Ben Stevens. He's used to be the president of the Senate, and he's already, the Vico has already agreed that he did pay him off, and so it's just a matter of time. And, of course, Uncle Ted, the U.S. Senator Ted Stevens, he's under investigation. And we have Young, Representative Don Young, and he's about an arrogant SOB, and he's under investigation. We got Senator Lisa Murkowski that got appointed by her father when he became governor. He appointed her to take his position. No real problem there, right? And the goofy people in Alaska, ignorant people up here, got around and voted her in. She got around and bought some property the other day at about $100,000 or more under down on the Kenai River from a good crook, too, is Penny. He's never been indicted, but he's been involved in all these issues. He's been before the grand jury on this vehicle stuff. And they didn't see any problem with it. Of course, she got around and sold the money, the property back. But, of course, Penny just happened to have a little clause in there that if she sold it in the next 5 years, he got half of the profits. So he wanted to make sure he had a hook into Lisa Murkowski. But there was nothing illegal about it, of course. Boy, I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know what's going on in this country. It's like, I don't know if it's in the water, if it's the MSGN, rain control, fluoride, and they're dumbed down, there's no brain, just, I don't know. It just, you just look at this stuff going on. I mean, imagine if somebody would come out and say, would you like to be a citizen of the United States? And everybody, almost everybody, believes that they are because it sounds so deliciously correct. Now, when you have this status, you have no inalienable rights. You give a full power of attorney to the politicians to do with you what you want. They want to take care of you, the politicians, from cradle to grave, and they can change it at will. They can kidnap your children anytime they feel like it. They just make up an excuse. Somebody makes up an excuse, just like Greg Pounds. They just take your children. They can come and take your property and move you off of it. You can owe $1 in property taxes, and they'll move you off your property and sell it. $1. They don't do the homestead stuff anymore. We don't no longer have the law of nature and nature's God, where we have these inalienable rights that come from the Creator. All of a sudden, all of our, quote, rights with no adjective in front come from Congress. Gosh, I'd hate to think that I had to survive on what Uncle Teddy, Ted Stevens, and Lisa Murkowski, the two criminals we got up there in Congress, and they are criminals, they're stealing other people's money in the lower 48 and bringing it to Alaska. We're right at the top. And people just don't get it. Why did our Constitutional Republic not be set up for this type of system where money would be, go to Congress, because it's so simple. Congress is under absolutely no obligation in the Constitution of where to spend the money. They can give it to Iraq, they can give it to themselves, they can give it to the FDA, they can just whatever they want to do with it. Taxation without representation. Well, I see Greg is on the line here. Right, hello, Greg.
Hi, how are you, Ralph?
Well, I see you made the newspaper down there on the front page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get any calls in on that?
I have people calling me every day, and that's, you know, it's just so sad. It's I don't know if you gave the website where people can go and look online. It's TampaBay.com is the newspaper that you can go and take a look at the article. But once you see what's happening here in Florida, you know, it's I was hoping tonight we could have brought on a Dolores Wilson, who would have told how this 11-year-old black girl came to her house as a licensed daycare provider for the court with these children they're bringing into DCF, and how she had rope burns on her wrist where she was tied up like an animal. And she ends up having a heart attack at her house, but she refuses to talk to anybody. Now, before we came to this program, I was hoping we could have brought her on. I put Ralph on the phone with her. Minute she found out Ralph is on a radio program, she hung up the phone. She just hung up the phone. She said, and what happens is she's working with a senator. Senator, this past week, August 8th, she met with Rhonda Storms, who's the head of the DCF Department of Children and Family for the state of Florida. She's the head of the Senate committee, who I was in her office, talked to her. When she heard about my case, she said, you know, if I was you, I would go to the ACLU. And it just bothered me to think that I'm before the senator who's the head of the Department of Children and Family. She sees the abuse these kids are going through, and yet she's not going to do anything because of the money they're making. Now, when you look at it's a pedophile ring that's being run in the state of Florida. Now, I was talking to these homosexuals, and this is what they told me. I could never understand why a man would be more attracted to a man than a woman. And this homosexual tells me, he says, the reason we like men instead of women because it feels better. They said it's tighter when you have relations with them. And so that's why they like children also, because these little children, when they have sex with them, It makes them feel better. Now, the Bible says when we become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, we become that to our own destruction. And now we live in a nation where we become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God to our own destruction, to the place where they'll even indulge in using little children, men with men. I mean, this perversion, all based upon how it makes people feel. Today I was at Walmart, and I seen this guy. He was so big, he couldn't even fit in his electric wheelchair, and he was going into Walmart to get more cookies and cakes, more than likely, because of how it makes
people
feel.
Well, it's just absolutely astounding what they're doing to children. I cannot believe that I live in a country where they will steal children, and all in these foster homes. It's all over. Florida is obviously, from what I've been seeing, Alaska's sick. I get so many calls from people up here that these children are abused in these foster homes sexually, and they've got bruise marks and all sorts of things, and nobody ever gets prosecuted, almost without exception. Nobody gets prosecuted, and yet they take these children out of the homes. Sure, there are a few people that are abusing their children, but the majority of them that I've seen right now that I've been involved with, it's a bunch of nonsense. They just make it up.
Ralph,
and
I'm
then they
give
and then they put them put them in these homes, these foster care homes, and it's documented what's going on, and nobody prosecutes anything. And you bring it up, and the troopers and the DA said, "Well, you got to go back to child custody." But wait a minute, this is the fox that's creating the problem.
You know, Ralph, more than likely, because of the controversy of your program, you're being monitored by the government. Was this 9/11?
Well, I would hope so. I would like to think maybe they'll learn something.
Well, let's give them this lady's phone number so they can investigate of this little black girl, 11 years old, who was tied up like a little animal and abused to the place where she had a heart attack. And let's see, I'm going to give her phone number. I don't care what the result is. Their name is
You don't want to give the lady's phone number at home. Give the lady at the DFYS or whatever. Give her phone number out.
I don't have her number. This lady is the one.
No, I know. I know the senator that she's been meeting with. The one that's supposedly overall.
Storm's number, right? She's been meeting with Senator Storm, and let me just get into the senator's phone numbers right here, and they can call. They can call if you want. Here's Rhonda Storm's phone number in Tampa, Florida. Her number is 813-651-2189, and ask them about the Dolores Wilson case. Dolores Wilson case. She's got the police report, and they're covering this all up. Nobody knows. The parents of this girl don't even know her daughter's dead. She's been dead now like for 3-4 months, and they won't even report it to the parents. This is how cruel and wicked these people are.
How do you know that the parents do not know this?
Dolores knows. Dolores told me that personally. She knows.
Oh, she went and told you that.
And she's been working for the state for the longest time. She works for the state. She's licensed by the state. And this stuff is going on, and what happens is she feels so sad about the situation. And what happens is they're telling her not to talk to nobody, don't tell nobody, just like me and my wife's situation. When our case first started, he said, don't tell the news, don't report it, don't say nothing. It'll get you in trouble and all this other stuff. Just like we talked to her tonight. I've been trying to get her on your program now for at least 2 months, and she says, well, I got to talk to this senator, got to talk to this person, and it drags on and on and on. I said,
yeah, well, we can talk about her. We talk about the case, but we can't give her personal phone number out because it's not a public number, so we don't want to do that.
If anyone's out there who works for this government in America, you want to know the true story of what's happening, I'll give you the information. You call my number, 727-319-3705, and I'll give you the lady's phone number, and you can get the background report. If you work for the internal affairs of our government, you can go and get all this information yourself, and look what they're doing to kids. If you don't believe what we're telling you is true, then because we need someone to do something who has some kind of guts and character, who will stand up and say, listen, this is not only illegal, it's immoral, this is unethical, this is against what is right to be taken.
Hold on a minute, I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute here with Greg Pound out of Florida and more on child custody, and then we got the office and legal duty coming up on IRS, so stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, the truth seeker of the far north, and with the Ralph Winterode Show. Beautiful day in Alaska, nice and cool, cloudy, about 65. I tell you, if you hear of all this heat down there, this 100-degree stuff down the lower 48, I'm sure glad it's somewhere else. Got Greg Pound on here, and we're talking to him about the article that was in the Tampa Bay Sun. How big is Tampa Bay? Is that a, what, half a million people or something like that, probably at least?
Oh, at least. I know there's a, with the little county I live in, there's like 3.5 million, I believe, and that's Pinellas County. That's Hillsborough County is much bigger than this. But what I was going to say, Ralph, is I happen to have Kathy Fountain on the, Kathy Corey on the other line, who basically is on an organization called Justice for Kids here in Pinellas County, who's also, we kind of work together. And she was out yesterday while we were out standing out in front of this judge's residence, and happens to find out our governor, Charlie Crist, lives on the same floor with this judge. When you watch the website called FreeOurChildren.com, you will see who the main judge is in the juvenile court system in Pinellas County. Her name is Judge Mary L. Fleming. And we happen to find out that once you see that when all the stuff that's happening to kids is coming through her court system, she's a ruling judge in the juvenile court system, then she lives on the 22nd floor with Charlie Crist, our new elected governor. And I wanted her to just give a little description about what happened yesterday and from her perspective on what she's, what's going on in Pinellas County to our families and to our children. Is that okay?
Okay, so Kathy Corey's on the line with you?
That's right.
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, Kathy, go. This is Ralph, and hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And do you have any children that have been taken from you, or how did you come to get involved with this?
No, I do not have any children that have been taken from me, but I do have a son who is now 22 years old, but at the age of 15 started going off track from honor student Boy Scout to smoking pot and being truant. So he got involved in the delinquency aspect of the juvenile justice system, which is sort of like the sister to the dependency part of it, which Greg is trapped in. And
uh-huh.
So there's the dependency part of the juvenile system that is the dependency care, foster care, adoptions, you know, the so-called protection of the welfare of the child. The delinquency mm-hmm. part of the system is when the child commits a delinquent act, crime, that it would be called as an adult. So I actually was exposed to the corruption in the system that way and was really appalled at what I saw with abuse of power, lies, you know, cops that lie, judges that don't know the law, and mm-hmm. It just fairly incredible. And it just, was exposed actually first time about 10 years ago, and I got really active about 7 years ago in being vocal and protesting against the injustice. And I formed my own organization, which is a corporation called justiceforkids.org, which we have a website, and it's the numeral 4. We link to the freeourkids.com website from ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you you said you were down across from this judge or something there?
Yes. Yesterday morning, we a small group of us protested outside of this condominium building, a big high-rise in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, and mainly there to protest the actions of this one judge who does live there on the 22nd floor, Judge Marion L. Fleming. And we had found out about a month ago that our newly elected governor, Charlie Crist, does live in the same condominium on the same floor as her. Of course, that's when he's not in his governor's mansion in our state capitol. And as we were carrying our signs around and talking to different people, there started to be an organized effort with security personnel that looked a little bit more than the typical. And then it occurred to us that Charlie Crist, the governor, must be ready to make an exit. And I had kind of determined he was possibly in town for the weekend because he had a vacation week. And so, sure enough, within a little over a half an hour, he exits the building and hops in a car. And so, you know, a couple of us had some instant words with him and was mostly just to let him know we're here and we want you to pay attention. Uh-huh. Actually, the new governor, one of his mottos is the people are the boss of state government. So I've been kind of shoving that back in his face, and I had made a sign, a big sign on poster board that says that the people are the boss of state government, and with his little signature after that. And so what I said to him is, remember, Charlie, I'm the boss. And he said, I remember. And then another protester, Bob
McMillan,
he said, save the pound children, release the pound children. And he just waved to us, and off they sped in their big gas guzzler SUV.
Okay, hold on just a moment. We have to stay on the line here, and we'll be back in a minute. We're going to break because I hear the background music. Got to pay some bills, and if anybody wants to keep the show and Republic Broadcasting Network on the air, call them up and donate money. That's what it takes to keep this make this broadcast happen. And we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Well, this is Rob Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I've got Greg Pound and Kathy Corey out of Florida. That's concerning they're taking the illegal kidnapping. I don't know if I can. That sounds like an oxymoron. How can they have an illegal kidnapping? Kidnapping is against the law. So we have a kidnapping of four children, and they're looking for his fifth child, Moses, which his mother has taken and has chosen not to surrender, and so has Greg. And they had a front page article, three pages. It was, if anybody wants this, by the way, just email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S, that's J as in Jack, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. And I will send you the article with the color pictures right out of the Tampa Bay Sun. It's unbelievable. And I was looking here at some of this. I was just reading this here on page three, and it says a Wendy Schiappelli wrote a revealing news article last year in the Tampa Bay Scene detailing the alarming rate which Pinellas County officials removed children from their homes on nothing more than suspicions and testimony from investigators such as Megan Gallagher, the investigator assigned in the Pound case. In such cases, the parents are not even allowed to explain their situation to the presiding judge. Now, remembering that Megan Gallagher was charged with over 24, 25, something like that, felony charges?
26.
and felony charges of filing these without even meeting these people and then collecting monies, which, of course, they plea bargained all this back down, and she paid about a $3,000 fine and walked to cover this up. And further it says in this news article, Capelli noted, in the vast majority of these cases, the courts remove children with no evidence of abuse or a poor home environment. Instead, Capelli asserts children are snatched with little to no evidence, only allegations and testimony from investigators like Gallagher, who has since left Pinellas Sheriff County's department after pleading guilty to charges of falsifying at least 26 investigative reports. She was also charged with grand theft for the submission of time slips for hours never worked. Now, this gal was the one that was involved in your case, felony charges, totally baseless, and they won't relent.
They won't. I mean, when I file interrogatories with the sheriff, Jim Coates, he has a judge issue a protection order against me, so I can't file any interrogatories on him in order to get him to say, to present some kind of evidence or some kind of justifiable reason why you would take our kids for 3 years, have my wife hiding for all this time, and having to hide. I mean, what kind of country are we in? You're talking your programs on tax issues, tax reform. I mean, these are millions of dollars of our American money that's had our kids now for 3 years. All these people in this agency are receiving big money from it. Our kids have been abused to the degree where they've been to the doctors over 100 times. Our children are going to pay the rest of their lives. Maybe the government will pay because they're going to have them locked up in prison because they'll turn out to be criminals. They've been so abused. And as this is just, I mean, it's just, Ralph, I just don't understand why America and the people in America just, I mean, I call them working fools. You're working for
Kathy,
a country.
Kathy, what do you think is the problem here? Why are these people, are they demonic? Are they just evil? Are they can be bought for money? You there, Kathy?
Okay.
No, she must have fell off the line here. Well, you just can't believe this. I mean, how can there be no evidence? And see, the thing is, like in Greg's and all these other, you don't get a trial by jury. Now, I've got one going up, a case up here that's taken me 5 years to get to court. The cops got me down and had the way with me on the hood of a trooper car when I had a bad shoulder. Refused to take the ticket to court. I sued the suckers, these jackbooted thugs. Paramilitary, they are military. They have no office of a civil nature, public office of a civil nature. 5 years, and I'm finally going to get them to court, but I'm not going to get over the traffic citation. They can just pull you over at will and walk away with no accountability. Just to harass you, they can haul you off to jail. They've done that to me. They turn you loose, take your money, then they drop the charges. What's it going to take in our country before that's the scary part is as I go into places like the public places like Walmart and some of these other people, and you look around, and these people are clueless. They're like they're zombies. And I say, what are they doing to these people? Why don't they think they're in there for the little, oh, my God, look at you. It's good here. And it isn't even made in our country by our people. It comes from China or some other foreign port. Whether it's child labor and all sorts of, I mean, basically those people are slaves over there too, even to the degree that worse than what we have in this country. They work for a mere pittance. And we don't care. That's what's astounding. I just can't fathom that this could be going on in this country, in my country. Now, Greg has filed in another motion for an independent judgment expedited, and the next thing coming down the pike is a habeas, and a writ of quo warranto is get the hell off of my ship, Bubba, because you don't have any paperwork. And the next one coming down is a tort action. These people will turn loose. I wonder, have you heard anything from the newspaper about any feedback from them about getting this on the front of the newspaper?
Well, what I need to do now is I need to take this newspaper article and send it to all the other newspapers in the state of Florida and let them publish it, because it's not only happening in Pinellas County. Pinellas County, as that article says, has the highest rate of this child abduction for this federal grant money. And what they're doing is just, it's a shame to see that, you know, this philosophy we have in America, it's literally destroying our poor country. I mean, if, you know, if our country doesn't turn, I mean, it's a real...
Could you get Kathy back on the line here while we hold on just a second? I'd like to ask her a couple more questions.
I can get her back.
I got back on the line.
Good.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Well, what do you think? Why are these people doing these things that are just patently... I mean, they're... How do you... It just shocks the conscience. When you start stealing, when you're kidnapping people's children for no reason, other than money, what is it? Are they demonic? Are they just that immoral, or can they be bought that easily for money?
Well,
what do you think, Kathy?
I do believe it's for the money, that they are either evil or they turn evil. I still don't comprehend how or why, but yet I am firmly convinced that it is. It is what it is, and as awful as it is, that just continues to happen, and they just want the system to keep perpetuating itself. Our Pinellas County Circuit 6 courthouse, criminal courthouse, on a Monday morning has a line of people outside that is generally at any given time over a half an hour period, you know, 50 people deep. A couple of weeks ago when I was handing out flyers, that I knew how many flyers I had in a stack, I handed out over 200 flyers within a half an hour. And I mean, it just is amazing. It's just like sheep to slaughter. They just, you know, are herding them through. Everybody wants to keep their job that's in that building. The bailiffs, the judges, the prosecutors, the public defenders, all the court clerks turn a blind eye.
I don't know. Did you ever see the original movie Time Machine?
I did not.
Have you ever seen it, Greg?
No, I haven't, but I've seen the movie called Liar, 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 which is...
Well, the original movie Time Machine is this guy goes way forward in time, and he gets up there and he meets this beautiful gal. And world, and there's the people that live underground and the ones on top after all the nuclear wars. And the ones that are living underground are carnivores. And so what they do is they turn on the air sirens, and the people, just like sheep, go into these air raid siren places that they've been trained. They just quit doing what they're doing. And then that's how the people underneath the ground get their people. They just come, they just march them right on in there until they get enough to meet their needs, and then they turn the sirens off and the people go about their existing, and they don't have any worries in the world because these people provide all the clothing and all the food and stuff. And that's basically the way I picture today. I mean, these people, they just take them in there and they're clueless. They have no idea what's going on. And they don't even want to know. That's what's even scarier yet.
Well, or if they do get an idea, that's when something is really wrong. Either they are evil or immoral or have turned corrupt, for them to not speak up against the injustice. That's the piece of it that I just don't comprehend, that I have, you know, waved, you know, flags in front of these people and said, hello, you know that this is wrong. Why aren't you doing something about it? You know, they shrug.
They just shrug.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if somebody stole their children. Kidnapped them, not stole them. Kidnapped them and then put them up for ransom.
Right.
Didn't they pass that thing, $10,000 a head now in Florida if they adopt them out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's actually $5,000 for a basic adoption by a state worker, and then $10,000 for a special needs child.
So, $10,000. Wow. Well, I guess that that goes to show you what people will do for money, doesn't it? And, of course, I saw the thing down there that as soon as they pick them up, there's, I think it was $8,500 is automatically available to the courts and the foster care and the medical folks. And so there's they just give them a credit card for $8,500 every time you go kidnap another child.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
And they also have adoption parties once a year in the judges' chambers, and they invite whoever has adopted a child that year with their children to come back and have this big celebration, which surely there are adoptions that are valid from abused homes, you know, that have been proven with parents charged with crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious that it's just for the money flow.
Well, what's even more amazing is just like they reported in this article here is the parents aren't even allowed, and the judge doesn't even want to hear their side of the facts. It's just some party makes, just like this Gallagher did here, this Megan Gallagher, she makes an unfounded allegation and was charged with 26 instances of being a felon, unfounded, and they don't correct the problem. They just say, so what? It's irrelevant. We got your children. Everybody's making money. And even the governor obviously knows about it by now. I mean, after it's been on the front page, there's no way he could not know about it. And nobody's doing anything about it yet, are they?
No, they all have firsthand knowledge, and they're all getting some kind of benefit out of it, whether it's a sexual benefit from having a little kid, for the pedophile sodomites where they're being molested in all these foster homes, or whether it's the financial incentive that they're receiving. It's amazing. The attorney that, for instance, the first attorney we hired, $8,500, and he goes in and he can't even present the evidence. The judge, you have Megan Gallagher standing there saying this and that. Then when our attorney goes to speak, the judge says, I find probable cause to support the taking of these children. And the attorney says, excuse me, Your Honor, you won't even look at the evidence? She makes her judgment, and she won't even hear the evidence or even look at it. I mean, we're not able to present evidence. They have no one there to testify of abuse, abandonment, or neglect. They have no evidence of abuse, abandonment, or neglect from me and my wife. But yet, and this is how illegal our court system. When it comes to due process rights of being violated as a people, we don't have any rights anymore.
We do have inalienable rights, but the problem is our country, it was overthrown after the Civil War, and I have conclusive evidence now with this book that I've got in 1948. They totally redid, created a whole new system outside of our constitutional republic of which they're in charge and we're the slaves. That's what they did in 1948 in the federal side. And the federal side went down. Everything went to the administrative state. It won because the people abandoned their status, their citizenship.
Well, how can we get it back? I mean, how are we supposed to reinstate yet to get off this plantation where we're nothing but slaves with no right to even have children anymore? Our children don't belong to us. We don't have a right to own property. We don't have a right to... we don't even have a right anymore, according to our courts, to even get married without getting permission from them.
Well, that's just like the churches. See, we don't have churches today. We have churches of the Internal Revenue Service. We have the Catholic Church of the Internal Revenue Service. We have the Lutheran Church of the Internal Revenue Service. Or you can say the Catholic Church of the United States, because they all have to get permission.
And that's the 501(c)(3).
Yeah, they have to be a 501(c). And then all of the people that go in there have all signed up. Yeah, we want to go to the Church of the United States. And the particular faith we go to is Catholic, Lutheran, it doesn't make any difference. And people all sign up for it.
Yeah.
They all volunteer for it. That's what's even more astounding. And the problem is, until we get to the seed of the root of the poisonous tree, If you look at it another way, if anybody thinks they can go through a wormhole or a portal into the land of Oz, and Congress and the bankers and Lucifer are the screenwriters, they're writing the script, and you think you're going to win in this fictitious world, it's never going to happen. There's no way to win. You have to exit the land of Oz and get your feet back with your citizenship and find out under the law of nature, nature's God, your inalienable rights, they come from the Creator. They absolutely, positively were not granted by those politicians in Congress, which is what a citizen of the United States is. And it's just, I can't seem to penetrate people's brain, the logic. You can't take on this fictitious status because it's the same problem when you go in there when you're criminally charged. The attorney represents. The reason why he represents, they represent fictions. That's what an attorney does. He stands in their thing. I hear the music here, so stay tuned. We'll be back and we'll finish out the rest of our hour with Greg and Corey, and then we'll head on talking about something else. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. This is Ralph Herbert Winterode the second out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterode Show. We have Greg Pound and Corey on out of Florida, where you've been talking about child custody. Made the front page of the Tampa Bay Sun down there. And this is right out of a movie. You just cannot believe that they could kidnap children, not allow the parents to testify, to give any evidence in the case, And then they want to auction these children off adoption wise with money, $5,000 to $10,000 a head. And they don't have no trial by jury. Nobody has to establish any facts. They just make it up. I couldn't even make a movie, and people wouldn't believe this. They couldn't believe that something like this could be happening. And this is not the isolated case. This is the rule. This is what they do in America today. And people don't want to get involved. I don't know. I just don't know. Why won't the churches get involved down there?
I really don't know, Ralph. I've been to them. I've called them out of the phone book. I've got lists of them where I've called 80 churches, and they're just, I mean, it's almost like we're like in a communist country now, and the government rules over the people, and the people have submitted to it, and they want the government to solve all their problems, and the government is the result, is the cause of the problem.
Right, I believe they're part of the corruption, and back before I even met Greg, that I had attempted to get churches involved, and this is what I figured out without them exactly saying this, because they're not going to say it, is that they are 501c3 tax exempt, and they are not supposed to be speaking ill of the government that's giving them that tax exempt status, or else they will get grief from the government. They also get, many of them, not all, but many, have programs that are grant-funded so that they're receiving money. Not only are they getting tax exemptions, but they're receiving separate grant fundings for youth-oriented programs that could be called, like, prevention, delinquency prevention or intervention, or, you know, foster care assistance or daycare or something like that. They don't want to lose the grant money.
So the bottom line, the church has signed up with Lucifer.
Right.
And then they're money changers, because you go in there and put a $100 bill in, which is fictitious money to begin with, then you walk outside the door and go to the IRS and write it off. So you really didn't give $100. Seems to me I remember something in the Bible about somebody being thrown out of, for money changers, being thrown out of the temple. And here we got all of these churches that are signing up to be this. Money changers. That's what they are. This boggles the mind, because we are people, the reality of what's really going on, almost everything that we see or touch is not the truth. It's all a lie. It's all deception. The police have no police power. The government's not the government. The senators, they're given unwittingly a power of attorney. These guys rule our lives. And as soon as you stand up and fight, they want to put you in jail or take your property or your children. Well, I want to thank you, too, for coming on.
Thank you for having us, Ralph.
Thank you.
Because we're not done in Greg's case yet. So anyway, we're fighting the battle, and we'll have some updates here. So stay tuned for the next hour. Step on office and legal duty.